This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
On to your butts.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Oh,
happy Monday, everybody.
I like that, dude. It's like a race car in here. You know what I mean?
That's Chris's orgasm sound.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens to me when you start the show. I just spooge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got so
I thought I heard your wife running up the stairs a second ago. She's like, I hear it.
I hear
his voice.
Yeah. It's who time. Are you orgasming with? Yeah, that's what she said, dude.
It is Monday. It is Monday. Happy Monday, folks. Happy Monday.
Yeah, beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, fun. I mean, everybody's doing good except for one person.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mrs. Virginia Guffrey. Yeah, she has days to live.
Well, apparently. That's what,
right.
That's what she says. She has.
Does she? That's why I told Greg. She said that.
All the headlines I seen said she says she has 4 days to live.
Right. It was all this like social media post thing. It was like this social media post. I saved some stuff in the bookmarks there.
We got to go over this. If you don't know, which many of you already do know, but she is the Epstein situation. She's one of the gals. Right?
Yeah, she's the key witness, right?
She accused. Well, there's multiple pictures of her.
Andrew,
there's
Prince
a picture
Andrew.
With her with Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
With Bill Clinton giving him the neck rub in like an airport or something.
So she got hit by a bus.
Apparently.
She got hit by a bus, bro. Mm.
What kind of bus? Because I initially heard it was a school bus.
Mm. Oh.
Which I don't know how you get hit by a school
bus.
Sure
wasn't a train? She didn't get a train ran on her?
Well,
it's probably that's what I thought it was. I was like, she got hit by the bus.
I'm sure she's seen some trains.
I think that's what Epstein wanted his dick to be called was the bus. You know what I'm saying?
The
long black.
The bus.
The bus.
Yeah.
You want to ride this bus? You know what I'm saying?
The short bus.
Yeah, well.
Probably not wise to make puns of the sexually abused teenager.
That's
but
true.
Hey,
that's true.
You know,
but
hey,
is this
you know,
real? Is this real, man? Like, so she put this out? So she's on her deathbed and she's writing this shit? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I bookmarked a post, like the New York Post, right? So right at the top, if you refresh it, there's a New York Post article. We can just open it up and look at it. Yeah, she put this post out on... I don't know what social media. Was it Instagram or something? But there's a picture of her laying down and her whole side of her face is bruised up.
Yeah.
I think even her titty's bruised.
What?
She's got a bruised titty.
I mean...
Like she's got a patch on there and stuff.
She has four days to live. Quote, I have 4 days to live.
Right? Isn't that an odd number just to throw out there? Like, yeah, bro... 4 days to live right here, bro.
Here's my thing. You know I'm going to say it, right?
Gone into kidney renal failure. They've given me 4 days to live.
Mm. Holy moly. They probably pumped her full of that stuff that they gave to Jack Rubenstein, you know, the guy who shot Lee Harvey Oswald.
She says, I'm ready to go, just not until I see my babies one last time. But you know what they say about wishes. Shit in one hand and wish in the other. And I guarantee it's still going to be shit.
Now, this is a... like a text quote, so no one's heard her voice actually say this, right? So it's very strange that
this is weird. You know, I got to be honest with you. This is a little weird, man.
Well, this is very Kevin Spacey-esque, is it not?
On her part? Or on what?
No, it's just like, you know, Kevin Spacey's accuser all died. Like, one died of, like, a mysterious, like, they got hit by a bus or some sort of vehicle. Yeah,
true that, but she's alive. And so it's like, if this was a situation where somebody did something, you'd think this would be the time to talk. You know what I'm saying? You got 4 days. Right. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Exactly. The other thing I have an issue with that I take a little bit of an issue with is... if you were given 4 days to live, if you were legitimately in your bed and they said, sir, I don't think you're going to make another 2, 3, 4 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not on social media, man. I am spending time with my family. I am trying to get my shit in line. You know what I mean? Not laying in bed, taking photos of my bruised face. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a funny, I don't know. I feel like there's something about it that seems like, hey, put me in the news. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I don't really, yes. I don't really, and that's just, I don't know anything about it. I'm just saying that's the visual that I get from it. It's awkward.
Mm.
Yeah, dude. She was so apparently. I'm totally with you. Like, why now? This seems like a planted story to get us to start talking about things, especially the Epstein stuff again. Does it not?
Well, I mean, you definitely bring it up for sure, right? You have to bring it up when you start talking about her.
Yeah, I mean, so her court cases, she basically dropped them all herself. Like, she said, "Oh, maybe I wasn't thinking straight, and I don't remember." Like. She actually dropped the cases and said, maybe I'm wrong. And so you have to wonder what was the pressure on her to drop that and basically change her mind and say, just say you don't know anything or else, you know what I mean? Mm. And like the way these things usually go is I've seen like family members die. Like if you look at the, who was it? Robert Epstein, the Google
mm-hmm.
Statistics guy who said that they were like, manipulating the election by Google searches, right? His wife died. You have all of a sudden Thomas Massey, his wife died after he revealed every member Republican has an AIPAC guy. And then within weeks, his wife dies.
You have to wonder. Robert guy, I'm after watching him on Joe Rogan, I just think that he's weird. I actually like...
Which Robert guy?
Robert... whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
Epstein.
The guy that started the show with, like, starts crying and shit. You know, that actually hurt his case, I thought. When you actually got a long frame dialogue with him, you're like, oh, you're kind of off a little bit.
He's emotionally unhinged. Yeah.
Little unhinged and also, like...
His wife did die, though. I mean...
Well, of course. Yeah, that's... You gotta wonder. But my thing is like, yeah, I just... It makes you wonder if, like, your brain isn't going down a path that's not right because you're in a... bad state of mind, you know, which I'm sure we all go through if we were in the same shoes. But this one, though,
I guess, where I was going with this is like typically they threaten the family members or they do something to the family member and then make you shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But this would be the time to spill the beans, though. And that's what my point is. If let's say she got threatened and to your point, she backed off the case and I don't know, I don't remember, blah, blah, blah. If you were legitimately given a couple days to live, like this is a real thing and you really are going to die, you would spill all of it. You have no fear at that point. You're going to die. You would just be like, hey, I'm just going to be honest. This guy fucking raped me, dude. This person did this. I got this here. And this is why I can't tell you. But since I'm going, I need to get it out of the bag. And then she just is taking selfies. It's a little funky. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Apparently her car was hit by a school bus.
Yeah.
So you were right.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So
her car was hit. I thought she was, laid out from a school.
No, it was driving about 60 miles an hour or those in the UK, 110 kilometers. Mm. Now, hear me out, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think Virginia Guffrey is faking her own death and she's going to go into the witness protection program. Okay. Because think about it. Like the story doesn't make sense. It just pops up out of the nowhere in the news. And you're like, okay, what are the odds of this high level like witness getting hit? And yes, I know accidents happen, it's blah blah blah, but why even have this length of time where you could squeak out some details like you're saying, Dave? Like, now is the time, right?
So you think she's faking her death so for the next 4 days she can release all the information?
No, I think that she put this out there to say, hey guys, I'm gonna die soon, bye bye, so that way the people who want her dead think that she's actually dead.
But here's the thing. Here's the issue with it, right? Is that, like, if she was to die and then was to spill the beans, right? Because she's actually alive and she spills the beans. They have to go to court with this information. They're going to say, where did you get the information? Then they're going to know she's not dead. Yeah, you know what I mean? At the end of the day.
But at that point, she's protected, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, with witness protection programs, those... Do they have a program where you can fake your own death and change your whole identity?
So. I don't think they have a fake your death program, but I think they
Well, no, but like change your identity.
Yeah.
Witness protection. But I don't know that you have... My point is, do you have to fake your death to do that? She already moved to Australia with her husband. He's already doing that. I don't think they're even together anymore. But my point is like, if all she has to do is come and say, listen, I need protection. Unless they denied her. But all she has to say is, I need witness protection. And they would send her wherever she needed to go, and she would never be heard from again. And like,
but what if those people you need protecting from are within the program? You know what I mean? And you gotta.
But my thing is how does it? How do you think it changes? Like her faking her death or her just going in the program? Either way, they're going to know if she's really alive or not. Like the same people that you're saying are
right.
They would be able to find her. Like it's not impossible, especially if they work for the government. They would be able to locate her eventually if they really wanted to.
Check this out. I just asked Grok, okay? This is according to Grok. I said, is there a witness protection program that allows you to fake your own death? The answer, yes. In some cases, witness protection programs can involve staging a person's death to ensure their safety, though this is rare and typically reserved for extreme circumstances. I would consider Virginia Guffrey very extreme. It says, in the United States, for example, the witness security program, commonly known as WITSEC, run by the U.S. Marshal Service, provides comprehensive protection to witnesses in federal cases. What's Virginia? This is a federal case, bro. Particularly those involved in organized crime or significant threats. While the program doesn't explicitly advertise faking your own death, quote unquote, as a standard option, it has the authority to create an entirely new identity for participants, which can include cutting all ties to their past life, sometimes through the measures of simulating their death. So what about that, bro? Come on now.
I mean,
yeah,
possibility.
It's definitely a possibility. I would say, would the courts agree to it, knowing that like there's other people, other victims who are not going through anything? They would say, they would argue, not me or you, would say, Epstein is dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is no longer a threat. Jelaine's in fucking prison.
It wouldn't be him that would be the threat.
Who's the threat?
The other people implicated in this.
Who's implicated? That's what I'm just asking, like, as a court, though, right?
I know, but the court wouldn't be asking that, who's implicated, because that's what the whole fucking investigation is.
I know, but
what
I'm saying is...
Yeah, they would say, it's an ongoing investigation, Your Honor. It's an ongoing investigation. We can't reveal who the subjects
are. But the problem is, though, I guess what I'm trying to navigate is, how do you continue a case? Because that's the goal, is it not? To actually expose this stuff and go through hearings and trials and all the other things. How do you, you're the star witness. If you do this, I don't know that you're a part of it anymore. How can you do
that? Well, I would have to say that if you're going into the witness protection program, it's literally in the name, witness protection.
Yes.
And you have to fake your own death. There's laws and there's ways to introduce this evidence into court without revealing the new identity, right? So you'd say, like, this person, this subject, this, we have the historical evidence of Virginia Guffrey. She went into witness protection. You don't know her name now, but I can tell you what she told me.
Right? But then you're like,
if she already gave up all the evidence she had and did like recorded depositions and shit,
yeah, you could
like
record
that,
it. Yeah,
then she would have, everything was done, all the testimonies there. Now she can move on with her new identity in life.
Exactly, dude.
But usually, yeah. Doesn't this stuff not happen after the case? I mean, is that not the situation? I feel like that's what it always is. Like, they go through these cases. And after the person is found guilty and they're now concerned for retaliation, that they go into this, you know, hiding or like not, it's rarely before. But and even if it
not
is.
Not if they suspect that the witness right. would be murdered before the case even was finished.
It depends on the validity of the witness and how much sway the witness has. And like, you don't even want to get the guilty verdict. That's the whole point why you get rid of them. Because if that witness can tell you and make you guilty, you want to get rid of them before that guilty plea even gets on the table.
For
you
sure.
Know?
But I'm talking about what we're saying is faking a death compared to just going in the witness program. If you're talking about just going in the witness program, all this stuff applies. You're saying this person had to go into the witness program because this is such a sensitive trial. You know what I'm saying? And then people would believe that. We still are speaking with her. No one knows where she is, but this is her testimony. This is her audio. She is still alive. She's still out there, but she's in hiding, right? That's believable. But faking, we're talking about faking deaths. Can they do it? Yes. Are they going to for this case? I'm not entirely sure that they would. That's where I'm at. I'm not sure.
It would depend on who is going to be the ones prosecuted and how much power they have.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
But this has been how long? I mean, we're on like, what, 12 years? Longer than that, right? Wasn't she involved in the early 2000 shit or the whatever it was, 2008?
Oh,
the first run?
Was she?
Wasn't she?
I don't know if she was, like the Alex Acosta, you know, letting Jeffrey Epstein off the hook.
Yes, I don't remember if she was or not, to be honest with you. I feel like, well, hey, listen, if we're going to run with this, why not run with this? That photo that you saw of her, that's actually her getting her face redone. The bruising is actually nose job, rhinoplasty, fucking lips.
Face off!
She's going to be a fucking new person, bro.
She's going to Nicolas Cage this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She's in the beginning of transformation. Maybe she'll be
She's
a man.
She's becoming
you know,
Michelle Obama.
Maybe, dude. Maybe she'll... what's her name?
Virginia Guffrey.
Okay. Yeah, what's a dude's name for that, dude? I can't think of a guy's name for Virginia.
Vince?
Vince Guthrie, yes.
Yeah. Vince Garfield. How about that?
Damn, dude.
The new Virginia Guffrey.
I don't know, man. It's a bizarre one. It's definitely bizarre. I'm not sure that I'm buying it completely. To your point, is there something else going on that's like this? But this thing is too weird for me to believe that this is true, man. You know what I mean?
Well, because like, what does this story do? Let's like the high level overview of like, what does this do? Getting spit out into the media, it makes it look like people want her dead, and this was intentional. Because that's the first thing that's going to come to people's mind is they go, "Wow, she was a star witness." Some would say the witness, which is like the whole thing existed because of her. It was literally Virginia Guffrey versus the state versus Epstein versus all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then she drops the case. And then within a couple of years or so, you have her getting involved in this high level incident where she has days left to live. I mean, that's very
sus.
But
the problem is that she screwed herself by dropping the case.
Like, did she, though?
Yes, she
Unless
did.
They told her.
Well, her case wasn't federal, was it?
I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm saying that I feel like she screwed herself. I don't know that you would agree with that. I'm just saying, if you were adamant that, like, you know, these people are guilty, they're not behind bars, and you're fighting this, you're fighting the good fight, right? You're going to court. Even after 10 years, you're still trying and trying and trying, and then you are killed by a bus. That seems like, wow, dude, this woman who's been really trying to get these people locked up is dead all of a sudden. The person that's like, I don't remember anything, and then she gets hit by a bus. Sorry, dude. I'm just saying. I don't really believe it that much, man. You can't have both things. So people are gonna say, well, she already said that it didn't happen. So the bus thing is just a freak accident, you know?
Yeah. So I'm looking at Newsweek. So she filed a federal court case in 2021. Hold on, just a second. Yeah, in 2021, she filed a lawsuit against Prince Andrew at federal court in New York, accusing him of rape. Saying that Epstein and Maxwell trafficked her to London to have sex with the royal. He denied the allegations, remember? I can't sweat.
Yeah.
My sweat glands don't work. It was due to the war. The blast just sent me shivers down my spine.
Oh, well, she... Oh, this must be the... I think this might be... Is this the 2008-2009 one where she got the settlement?
Oh, yeah, she did get a settlement.
For $500,000?
That's not much. If you think about it in the grand scheme of things.
I think it is. I think the 2008-2009 agreement, yeah.
But she agreed to it. See, that's the stuff that we're... Listen, I know that Epstein's bad. I know there's a lot of bad people. Bad-ass people. Like, not in a good way, but bad people. If you were really... Dude, this is where I struggle with this. If you really went through all this torture, right, of being passed around, flown around, sold, trafficked. I mean, whatever you want to call it, right? You're going to settle for five? I struggle with that, dude. I struggle with that shit.
I wouldn't.
I've seen people hurt their back at work and got more money than that. And then to come out again later and say you didn't, and don't remember, you try to squall it. Like,
but you don't work for the mafia, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a big fucking mafia, and they can threaten your family. They say, you take the 500 and you keep your mouth shut, or we kill your kids.
Well, here's the thing, man.
That's what they're going to do.
You have two options. You shut the fuck up, and you never say anything about this, and you just live the rest of your life, right? You went through it. You move on. You know they're mafia, to your point, right? They're mafia. They're dangerous people. They're going to kill you. So you shut the fuck up and you move on with your life. Okay, that's option one. Or you fight it knowing that there's risk. And I feel like if you do that and you're like, I'm going to expose these people. I'm going to come out and tell them what really happened. There's some consequences and dangers and all that. And that's not just for this kind of case. That's for any fucking case. Yeah. Anything that you do could lead you to a situation. So I don't like the whole step in, step out. Step in and then accept, like, a, you know, it's just weird, man. I'm not saying I don't believe her. I'm not saying I don't believe her. I'm just saying it's a little fucking weird, man.
It is. Like, from the public knowledge of what we know, it's really fucking weird.
I think so. I think so. Because I want to go, if you were just fighting this and everybody knew that you were doing this and you never swayed off of your take on it.
It'd be obvious.
It'd be very obvious. And yet you've backtracked so much and you've done this and done that. And I'm like, what? It makes you seem an uncredible person. And I don't think that's good for her.
That's what makes me think that she might be, I mean, because it takes some balls. I mean, some big old woman balls to, like, do a federal court claim against a fucking royal family member. Yeah. You know what I mean? And say, like, yeah, I have the evidence. He did a...
This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Me when I was underage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, you know you're going to step into the big boy pool at that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she's already kind of been there and done that. She knows what she's getting into for a long time now.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm thinking, like, is she trying to play the game here? And is she, like, secretly working with somebody in the background and just, like...
Yeah.
Because, honestly, like, if you wanted to take these people down... You know, doing it through the fucking corrupt court system ain't gonna work.
Well, I think the one thing that we've not talked about is a lot of times the more light that's on you prevents those things from happening, right? So the people that are like, I just need to keep this on the down low, they're the ones that get killed and no everybody's like, who's that guy? Who's the chef? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you don't know him. You have
Obama's
no
Obama's chef.
Exactly, right? Look at the Clintons, right? All those people, the average person has no idea who they are. And so there's no, like, sympathy towards it. You're like, oh, that sucks. Somebody died, you know, but who are they? What did they do? This person, any person that is in this position, if you're out there and you're on the news every day and you're talking about it, you see people say, if I'm going to speak up, I want to be heard by everyone. You know what I'm saying? So that way they know if something happens that I'm out here speaking truth. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to look very weird if something does. And I think she falls in that category. I got to be honest with you. I think the average person who's followed this case knows who she is. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
Well, now let's analyze this photo. Okay. So Chris, can you pull the photo back up? And I want to take a look at, like, her in the medical bed. Supposedly this is her in the hospital, right?
How did she get liver failure from the butt? Like, that's just a random
kidney failure.
Oh, kidney failure. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just
kidney. I mean, unless it was, like, lacerated or something like that.
But look, okay, can we zoom in on this? Like, maybe put it on its own page? And then, because I'm thinking, like, you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Why do you have your jewelry on?
Exactly. Like, do they
take that off after a crash or no?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Because, like, look at, she's attached to, like, obviously a EPG or EKG.
Well, that's
like,
just an arm, the arm thing in the bed.
No, the thing on her boobs.
Oh, yeah.
But she's circle? Not attached. It's actually just an old.
Yeah, that could have been from an ambulance ride or something.
I know, right? But man, you get in a car wreck, man, that stuff is coming off right away. They're gonna literally take scissors to your clothes. They're gonna fucking get you naked, and you're gonna get help. That's what's going on.
Because they got to check out your whole body. You know what I mean? And like, you're gonna leave that dangling necklace on. And then, like, she's got the earring on, obviously, in the back. So, I mean, that doesn't get in the way, but...
Yeah, I just...
We need some EMTs to kind of tell us what's the routine, you know? Do you take off that jewelry? Because, like, I always thought, like, especially if you're going to deliver the... Yes. You take off the jewelry.
Well,
because
no.
You never know if they're going to go into cardiac arrest.
That's,
so you gotta...
true.
I don't know that they do that in a situation... I'm not sure if they actually pull that off in a time of, like, an emergency where they have to run that. Like, because you could have nipple rings, you could have a fucking dick ring,
pads and stuff.
But I'm saying, when you go to the hospital, especially when you have a situation where you have kidney failure, liver failure, surgery, right, broken bones, when they roll you into the room to operate on you and work on you, you do not have this shit on you.
No,
you know what I'm saying? You just don't. And I'm not saying she had surgery, you know, but you're also like, you're wearing a robe. You know what I'm saying? They give you your fucking, they put socks on you, you're butt naked.
Yeah, you wouldn't be wearing. You wouldn't be wearing a tank top.
Well, and then is the first thing you do is take a selfie and post it on social media saying you got 4 days to live?
Nope.
I'd be calling family members. I'd be like, we got to get my shit in order. I got to like, and you're talking about talking to your kids, like fucking call your kids. Who's watching your kids? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, yeah, she was saying she was hoping she gets
it. It says hospitals typically require the removal of jewelry, including piercings, before medical procedures to ensure safety and prevent complications, especially during surgery or when imaging procedures like MRIs are needed. Even if she didn't have surgery, she was going to have x-rays. She got hit by a bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, how does she know her kidneys are failing if they didn't take an MRI? I mean, come on, guys.
Listen, I'm not saying that she didn't go through this. I'm just saying... that the shit that is being posted right now seems awfully odd.
I mean, maybe they're just trying to get Epstein back in the headlines for something.
I know, but I feel like you could just talk about that. Like, everybody knows him. You could just say there's a hot new leak.
Yeah, but you gotta get people's spidey senses going.
It's the conspiracy crowd, dude. It's
you're right.
It's the conspiracy movement who like wants to dig into something.
Yes,
I know. They will reveal, like, there's going to be a wide big story about Virginia Guffrey and like something happened.
I know, but see that, you know, and you know what I'm going to say, right? You're going to see a lot of stuff coming out.
It says the exact location and circumstances behind the crash are still unknown.
Yeah.
What? Who said that? That's just what it says in the article.
The New York Post article.
What? So you're saying you can't share are there pictures of the crash? No, because we can't tell you where I'm just saying, dude, this is makeup.
I like how it says that, but behind the crash are still unknown, but Guffrey has been living in Western Australia with her husband, though they've recently split up.
And it's like, it was a school bus. Were there children on the school bus?
That's what I'm saying. If there was a school bus that ran into a fucking car, that would be on every local news place. If you're there, a small town, you'd be talking about that. School bus takes out car. Especially being a school bus. People are interested in school buses. You know what I'm saying? Like children. Maybe there was no kids. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, man, I ain't buying this shit. I gotta just be honest with you. I'm not buying this. But my point is you're gonna hear stories, and it's gonna listen, the next 3 or 4 days, TikTok, X, you're gonna see some wild fucking veins of shit coming out of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
throbbing veins in the forehead. You guys gotta listen to me. I got a story.
She has a son from Epstein. I
typed
Prince Andrew.
I mean, this doesn't mean anything, obviously, but I typed in Australia school bus crash, and it's only about her.
Mm-hmm.
There's no headlines about a bus, about a school bus crashing. There's nothing. It's everything is Jeffrey Epstein accuser. Jeffrey Epstein accuser.
And these are old, 2023.
Prince Andrew accuser, all this stuff.
What is that? Yep. Prince Andrew accuser Virginia Guffrey hinted at marriage break.
From today.
That's from today. Hinted at marriage breakdown before alleged bus crash. The Australian woman who accused the royal sex abuse shared a concerning post just days before she was hit by a bus. What's the post? Let's see what the post is.
Oh, dude. While you're pulling that up, Prince Andrew put something out on social media too. Prince Andrew posted her picture.
The collision was reported by the bus driver the following day. the car sustained approximately $2,000 worth of damage.
Okay, hold on. A spokesperson for Western Australian
pull
police.
Pull it up on screen.
A spokesperson for the Western Australian police told news.com.au that they had one recent record of a minor bus and car collision with no reported injuries in the state, which occurred in near Gabby, 20 kilometers north of Perth, on March 24th, just after 3 p.m. March 24th?
That was March 24th. Like last week. That was a week ago.
The collision was reported by the bus driver the following day. The following day, you report that, mm-hmm. your bus driver? There was no reported injuries as a result of the crash. News.com.au is not suggesting that this crash that Guffrey says she was involved in. So they are not saying that that's the same crash.
But yeah, there's no reported like major crashes either, right? So the historical record doesn't show any gigantic crashes.
Guffrey's spokesperson, Deanie Von Muffing, said, quote, Virginia has been in a serious accident and is receiving medical care in the hospital. She greatly appreciates the support and well wishes. Why is her supporter not even saying that she's on her deathbed? She really appreciates the well wishes, guys. She was in a serious accident. She's at the hospital getting treatment.
She has appreciates 4 days the well wishes. To live.
Days before the alleged accident, Guffrey, who purchased a $1.9 million beachside property in Ocean Reef in December 2020 with her husband Robert, suggested her marriage of 22 years has broken.
I wonder
if this is... Listen, let's go another route, okay? This has nothing to do with
insurance
Epstein.
Insurance fraud?
Nothing to do with Epstein. No, this is just something to go against her husband, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's on her deathbed. Her husband's trying to take her new house that they just bought. She's going to miraculously recover... And the sympathy card, and he's not going to get the house. $1.9 million house, dude. Listen, I don't know if you ever watched Trials, but people fighting over expensive homes.
Who is her husband?
I don't fucking
know. How is she got a settlement from Epstein for $500,000. What does she do? What does she do for a living to have a $1.9 million house?
Dude, her husband took the kids, bro. Instagram posts on March 22nd, Guffrey shared several photos of her children or kids, writing that she was shattered and misses them so very much. Did she do some shit? Yeah, is she fucking nuts?
Maybe.
Because, like, with kids don't go with the mom, that tells you something about the mom. You know?
My beautiful babies have no clue how much I love them. That's all this stuff is hinting that he got custody of the kids, at least in the initial run.
Yeah.
That's why she can't talk to the kids. She says, I want one last wish to talk to my kids. Like, why don't you just talk to your kids? Like, because you don't have custody of them. But, I mean, listen. It could be some fucked up court shit where they were like, hey, you tried to take us down, so we're going to fuck your life up. You're never going to see your kids again.
So that $500,000 was the first time?
That was from 2009.
But she got another one in 2022.
Oh.
From Prince Andrew. Sparing the prince from public court. So they settled in 2022. While the sum of the money is yet to be disclosed, it was speculated to have been upwards of £14 million.
£26.5 million,
not adjusted for inflation. She made out. She fucking made out, dude. His dick wasn't so bad after that 26 minutes. She's like, hey, I'll live with that memory. You know what I'm saying? For 26 minutes. Listen, I'm not.
So Chris, go to the bookmarks really quick, because let's see what Prince Andrew posted after he found out about this news. Okay. So if you click on that article.
I don't like this at all, dude.
He posted a picture that basically said.
Bless you.
Ooh, bless you. So Prince Andrew shares
You're
this
allergic to lies.
Nasty.
Allergic to bullshit.
Bullshit.
You're allergic to it.
So scroll on down, and you'll see a picture of what he put in the the good old stories on Instagram. Karma. He posts a picture of her in the hospital with the word karma right above it. Like, hey, you got what was common.
Is this is from Lady Victoria Hervey, whoever posts who that is.
Yeah, but she posted a screen grab of George B. Tonks. I have no idea who the fuck that is.
Who is Lady Victoria?
I don't know.
Wait. Scroll up real quick.
Prince. So this is Prince Andrew's former girlfriend took to Instagram Monday. So sorry, it wasn't Prince Andrew. It was his former girlfriend.
Scroll up
and gave
real quick.
A tasteless take.
I just
want to
see what this top
assault.
Line. So, Lady Victoria Hervey, is that who you're talking about? The English model? Okay, scroll down.
Briefly
now.
Dated Andrew.
She said it's karma, but here, listen to what she says.
That's
her. I don't believe it, though. The FBI are on her right now, and arrest warrants are coming. She's conveniently dying to evade jail. I think it's time that Robert Guffrey, who has custody of their teenage children, to speak. I know he knows the truth of the fake photos and all our con jobs. Dude, listen, let's stop for 1 second.
Wow.
Let's really go against the grain for 1 second, all right? And I'm not saying I believe
this.
What
if the whole thing's bullshit?
What if all of it's
bullshit? Yeah.
What if, listen, now what if, now hear me out. We've done this in the past. This is nothing crazy. We just haven't done it with Epstein because we've done this.
Well,
with,
I'm not going to say everything with Epstein's bullshit.
No.
Maybe her situation is bullshit.
But hear me out, though. Hmm. We've talked about this with Tom Hanks and other
people,
right?
But then you have pictures of her with Epstein and with Prince Andrew.
But not doing.
It's a picture.
But just a picture.
That's true.
I have pictures of me with some celebrities and shit. Meeting them at a place or you get an autograph. Listen, let's just go outside the box for 1 minute, guys. 1 minute, all right? Epstein's a fucking creepy piece of shit. We know this to be true. He's a creepy, fucking sadistic piece of shit, right? But also, is there a way that you could be like, hey, I was involved too because you got a $26 million paycheck that could come your way? Hmm. Because it's easier, as Greg said, to the royal family. Hear me out. You know that the royal family doesn't want this shit. Okay? Mm-hmm. They have reign to keep. You know what I'm saying? They got to keep this shit in check. It's going to be, if somebody comes out and they have photos with a person, it seems convincing. Also, Epstein's creepy. You know, Andrew was there. You want to just, hey, let's just pay this chick to shut the fuck up, okay? Like, let's let her move on. You give her a nice $26 million paycheck. She buys a beautiful fucking home in Australia, gets married, has children. You know, it's all good. And she knows that it's just, is that possible?
But she opened the can of worms, bro. And it wasn't just a picture of her and Prince Andrew. That's just that one picture. There's also, like, the video of Prince Andrew running around him, the sweat pits, you know what I mean?
But
like
he doesn't sweat.
And then also,
yes,
I mean, you have like Ghislaine and Jeffrey at Queen Elizabeth's cabin. Like, clearly the distinctions in the wood, you can mark it out. Like, that's their cabin.
But I'm just saying, look at it from
He's
a different
tied
lens.
With the royal family.
Look at it from a different lens. That's all I'm saying. Like, right? I want to be very clear. I believe that Epstein Island is a place where terrible, terrible shit happened to innocent young people.
Right.
I'm just throwing this out there as a speculation. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, she's conning the conners.
Oh,
she's doing her own con job, dude.
Hey, one second. I'm going to take a little quick break.
Okay.
So,
yeah, no, I hear you. Like, what if she is like, you know what? These guys did a fucking number on me and like my friends, my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck them up. I'm going to say, hey, yeah.
Yeah, not
you guys did this and this.
So not necessarily that she was. Well, she would have to have been probably involved with all that shit if she was a witness, but she was just more willing to go after the big dogs, not necessarily even if she had the evidence for it.
Dude, I'm going to take this next level. What if she was one of the traffickers? Mind blown. And she starts accusing shit.
Oh,
and she's like, this is all this stuff. It's
like,
all them.
Like
them,
she
them.
Was helping recruit.
Yeah. She was like a Rachel Chandler type of thing, dude. I'm just saying, like,
I mean,
I'm just thinking all outside the box.
I mean, why would you not? I mean, why do we not know any of the other victims? Why is it only her and Rachel Chandler?
Well, Rachel Chandler is the, I think that's the name.
Well,
she
was
the one
not the victim, but she was like she was helping recruiting, and doing the weird shit. But why would Guffrey come out and say, I'm the victim, and she's the only victim to come forward and try to go after these people? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, she's not the only victim. There's a couple more that I remember.
But I mean, the only one to go after, like, this far, like, to go that far, go after royal family, to take federal cases and stuff. I don't remember any other ones doing that.
Yeah, going after the like Prince Andrew specifically, I don't recall, but yeah, I'm just saying maybe because she's like from Australia, right? Maybe there's different pathways, there's different trafficking networks, there's different lanes where people
I'm sure there is.
Are in charge of, right? Maybe she was in charge of the whole the South Pacific. You know what I mean? Come here, mate. And then she goes, "Oh shit, this whole thing's falling apart." I'm a young girl. There's photos of me there. I know what evidence exists. I'm going to pull the fucking rug out from them, and I'm going to say that I was a victim. I'm going to get ahead of the game. And she's saying, boom, boom, boom.
Maybe.
Dave.
My fucking headphones, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your pad came out.
Oh, God.
It's a squish.
I hate when my pad gets loose.
Sorry, guys. That was a phone call from work. You know what I'm saying?
That's all good.
What's up, dude? What did I miss?
No, he's so saying,
I brought up a twist here, Dave.
Okay. All right.
What if Virginia Guffrey was actually a trafficker and she twisted the story to make it look like she was the victim? And then they're in this conundrum, right? Because they're like, well, we can't expose our whole fucking story. So how do we prove that she's a liar? And then how do we get her to shut up? Because that's essentially what they did. They paid her to shut up. She got a shitload of money. But then they still wanted to have her pay, right? Because she knows all the beans. But they know that she's never going to tell the entire story because she's part of the whole – she's part of the shit. And I was saying, like, there's probably different handlers in different regions of the world. She's from Australia, so it makes sense that maybe she was handling that trafficking lane. She knew all the operations.
I don't hate the idea. I think it's fun to explore it. Now, I'm certainly not going to say she's a trafficker. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know.
That's not what we're saying.
We're throwing out lines here.
We're throwing out tons of stuff. But I think here's the thing. When you really go through, now hear me out, and I know you're going to, as soon as I say this, you're going to say, no, there's tons of, I'm just saying, go back and just really look at all the evidence, right? Is it not weird, okay, that, like, this shit really hasn't developed the way that we thought it would have a couple years back? You know what I'm saying? Like, we supposedly had all this stuff that was coming out, there was going to be all these videos coming out, we haven't seen those videos. All we have, really, is a bunch of women who say something happened and a couple photos that are suspicious, some flight logs that are suspicious, an island that was raided, right? But we haven't really seen much from the island. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird, right? Why is this not like developed over the years? Is it possible that it's not what they're saying it is?
Yeah, I don't know. Who really knows when the evidence will come out? I mean, they fumbled that with the whole binder of release one and all that stuff. You know, the Pam Bondi. Yeah. I don't know. I think it really needs Trump to come out and say, we're going to release all the files of Epstein tomorrow. And that's what it's going to take for everybody to believe it. I don't know.
I don't know, man. I still think Epstein Island's trafficking site. I'm definitely not saying that. But I will tell you, this Guffrey thing is very suspicious. And also, I mean, the fact that this person, whoever, and do you trust her? No, I do not. But she's saying that she's lying and that her, you know, husband who has the kids now needs to speak about it. And I'll tell you what, he may be more dangerous than anybody. I got to be honest with you, because maybe he knows some dirt. If he comes out and he says, she's nuts, guys, I have to take the kids, this chick's a fucking lunatic, it's going to blow her case out.
Yeah, who knows? I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out, man.
But this is a weird thing to happen all of a sudden.
Yep.
So.
Like Greg, he's just so shocked right now, he can't say anything. Look at him, he's so shocked.
Sorry we had to cut things, guys.
Technical difficulties.
We had
today.
Some weird shit going on, so.
I tried to hold the face the long time.
You did, you held a great face. It was pure shock.
Yeah, we'll see what comes of this. It might be a precursor to more shit coming out. Who knows?
All right, guys. Greg, good seeing you, man.
Later.
Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker.
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%, vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.